American audiences, including those in Vancouver, now get a chance to watch this saga unfold. Here we have a great suspense-laden thriller. The movie clocks in at a little over 2 hours, and it's all about a journalist, Michael Nyquist, who plays the actor of the same name, who somehow gets caught up in the turbulent life of the main central character. I was going to say heroine, but, you know, her methods are kind of outside the law. Lisbeth Salander is the character's name, and this is one woman who's been hurt, who's been abused, who comes on willing to rise to the occasion and to take action against those bad, bad, bad people who try to inflict harm upon her. There are lots of side issues to this movie, including the police investigation, secondary characters, friends of Lisbeth who try to help her out, and as the title suggests, the girl who played with fire has a lot of fiery elements to it. So some nasty things occur in this movie, but hey, it's still solid suspense, and people enjoy suspense movies. I do. I got to tell you, but the girl who played with fire is not quite as good as the original movie, but I got to tell you, it still packs quite a wallop and quite a punch, which is why on a scale of 1 to 10, I have to give The Girl Who Played with Fire, I got to give it an honest 8. Pretty hard-hitting stuff. Movies to be on the lookout for coming very soon are Predator, and also Despicable Me. That's a Universal animated comedy starring the voice of Steve Carell. What else is coming up? Oh, yeah, Salt, Angelina Jolie. Do you like videos? People tell me that you should be looking out for The Green Zone starring none other than Matt Damon. Oh, by the way, coming up soon also, Inception. That's the new thriller starring Leonardo DiCaprio from the director of The Dark Knight. Supposed to be pretty good, pretty stylish. Again, if you like kids' movies, what else is coming up? Well, what do we have currently on tap? I think most of the kids' movies have come and gone. We have, unfortunately, a movie that didn't do too well, Jonah Hex, but a movie that is very good on the indie circuit that's really turning a lot of people on, John C. Reilly and Jonah Hill teaming up for the romantic drama of sorts slash comedy called Cyrus. It's all about a loser with women, played by John C. Reilly, who manages to hook up somehow, some way, unbelievably, with a gorgeous babe, played by Marissa Tomei. They have a nice romance. You don't expect it, but hey, sometimes opposites do attract. The movie also features Catherine Keener and Jonah Hill, fresh off his hot, funny work in Get Him to the Greek with Russell Brand. That's still playing. You should check that out. And got to tell you that another very strong movie performance by Jonah Hill, who stars as Marissa Tomei's character's son, who may not exactly want to see a new man in her life, especially the John C. Reilly character. Well, you know, there's lots of friction between the men vying for the love of this woman, and there's mother-son issues, there's boyfriend-girlfriend issues, and there's certainly boyfriend-son issues. So lots of things happening in this movie, to be sure. Also, if you like more serious fare, coming up, The Kids Are All Right. Well, it's a romantic comedy of sorts involving sperm babies, sperm implants, not breast implants, test tube babies. It stars Mark Ruffalo, who's done some very good work recently, and Anna Bening. And that looks to be a very clever construction. Oh, also coming up very soon, Nicolas Cage and Jay Baruchel. Jay Baruchel, fresh off his winning work in The Trotsky, where he played a Leon Trotsky admirer. It's a big budget movie from Jerry Bruckheimer, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, starring Nicolas Cage as a sorcerer who has a motive, I guess, to train a young man, played by none other than Jay Baruchel. So it's got lots of special effects, lots of fun, going strong still. If you want to see a nice independent flick, I talked about a couple of them earlier, Cyrus, but certainly Mao's Last Dance are still bringing in people at the Fifth Avenue Cinema, so that's worth checking out too. Anyways, I hope you liked listening to our show today. Talked about lots of movies, and the live theater. And coming up also, if you haven't seen Bard on the Beach, hey, you should see Bard on the Beach. Great outdoor entertainment at Vanier Park by Kit Salino. And if you like sports, we don't usually talk about sports on this show. We like usually leaving that for Daryl Wiener. But coming up on August the 2nd or 3rd, it's the holiday Monday in early August, we have a day at the races. We have the BC Cup Day, Best Little Secret in Vancouver, horse racing, the finest caliber. And also there's little dogs being raised for kicks too, and mascots being raised. Lots of things happening at the P&E site concerning horse racing at Hastings Park. That's our show for today. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9. Real to Real, thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, hip, hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. Alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh, dear. Hit it!
I try to get it how I live it. A lot of people counting on me, kinda like a digit. It's a cold world, I'm not fronting like it is it. It's no time for coming up shorter than a midget. Y'all know I'ma raise the bar though, like Bridget. See there is cargo, don't blink, you might miss it. It's precious cargo, you gotta be strong to lift it. The light comes in different types, be more specific. Shit, I'm Black Thor, what could be more prolific? For this love, I go above and beyond the limit. I told y'all I'm above and beyond a gimmick. I get into your head and spread like a pandemic. I never put my stuff in a race I can't finish. I'm well grounded, founded on the same premise as any man with a hit list that's about business. Yo, can a brother get a witness? Dig it right on.
further proof that even in these trying economic times, some people, and by those people I mean the Roots, can find work, multiple jobs, anywhere. Maybe you know them better as Jimmy Kimmel's in-house band, but they recently put out a great record called How I Got Over, and that track, featuring Joanna Newsom, of all people, is right on. Here on 101.9 FM, CITR, the show is Shameless, back at you once again this week, now weekly for the month of July, filling in for Sam Squatch's Hideaway, which will be coming back in about a month's time. But as for tonight, we got some new music, and for the first time in a while, I'm sitting here with a guest co-host. He and his band have been playing at the Biltmore on the 20th. He is vocalist and guitarist of Plus Perfect, Mr. Andrew Candela. How's it going?
It's going fantastic. Thank you. I'll clap for myself in this little intro as well. Too close? Too far?
No, it's good.
All good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good clap too. How's it going over there?
Oh, fantastic, man. It's a glorious sunny Vancouver day. It's nice to be back at UBC. And yeah, everyone's excited for our shows coming up. Yeah. No complaints on this side of the studio.
It's a good day to be and Alex.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, a bad day to be Alex Chilton, but
yes,
good day to be Andrew Alexander Candela.
That's true. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's off to a good start.
No, it's all good, man. This is my second interview of the day, so.
Really?
Well, the first was a job interview.
Right.
And then, so that was really a warm-up for the real interview.
I'm going to ask some hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to expect some references,
shucks.
Too.
To who? Fluvog or what? No. Anyway, yeah, so it's going well. How are you? Yeah,
I'm doing good.
Good.
Good, good.
Yeah.
It's a nice lazy afternoon, evening.
Yeah. It's a good night to play some music or hang out on the beach, I'd say.
Yeah. Or on your patio.
Yeah.
And some music that I think we'll start off with is some of you.
Right. This song's called New Atlantis. It's off our first full-length LP, and it, kind of encompasses everything that Plus Perfect is all about.
But of course, the first of many we'll hear tonight on 101.9 FM, Shameless.
Thank you. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the 33rd Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival from July 16th to 18th at Jericho Beach Park. The festival brings a diverse lineup of artists from over 20 countries. Tickets are available at the festival box office at 438 Richard Street and at the following locations: High Life Records, Little Sisters Bookstore, Neptune Records, Banyan Books, and Zulu Records. Tickets are also available online at thefestival.bc.ca. The 33rd Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival from July 16th to 18th at Jericho Beach Park.
Amelia's face hides behind the mask, sweating on the TV factory line.
about the smooth transitions today.
Lovely segue. Well, that was A Whole Lot Easier by Plus Perfect.
That's you.
That's my band. But that one was actually written, penned by Jesse Gander. Music by Plus Perfect, but lyrics by Jesse there.
Does he insist on being credited separately?
Oh, I don't think so. But, you know, I think all artists want to be respected for that. If I'm writing the lyrics, you know, I want my name to be on it so everyone can know who to make fun of when they start reading it.
Perhaps the name may change to Jesse Gander and the Plus Perfects.
Maybe for an eighth of the set, but then it's all AC. No, I'm just kidding. We're a pretty communal kind of band. We like to share the props when props are due.
Yeah. But it
tends to be me who writes most of the words for this one.
And where do you get these words from?
Oh, man, all over the place. When I was going to UBC, actually, I got a lot of inspiration from my 20th century history class. Stalingrad, which we're going to hear later today, was, of course, about the epic battle of Stalingrad and two lovers lost in the midst of total war against the Germans. Other ones, just the sort of, heartbreak and experiences of being a young man in a tumultuous world. I think that's enough for anyone to pen a couple lyrics.
It transcends all time.
Absolutely. I'm really into the natural themes as well. You know, nature, trees, bears, octopi, that kind of stuff.
Oh my.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Bill Callahan of Smog, and he seems to do pretty great job of encompassing nature and all its glory.
Like Robert Frost.
Yeah.
Walking through the woods on a snowy goddamn evening.
Yeah. Bring a snowblower.
That's beautiful. So you got a show coming up. Quite a few.
Yeah. We've got a busy schedule coming up. We're playing a house show around the Fraser and, actually it's like St. George and 11th. It's a house show with a couple of bands. My buddies, my friend Doug and Chris. No, I can't remember the other bands. That goes to show my poor memory.
It's all a mystery where it is, what it is. It's all good.
You can't be too specific with these kinds of parties or else they just get out of control and the cops come.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got a show and we're recording a three-song free release, I guess, in the next few days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then our show with Catamaran and Bad Fate and Crystal Swells at the Biltmore. Old buddies of ours, Bad Fate and Catamaran. Looking forward to seeing Crystal Swells as well.
You're recording at the Hive?
Doing
this demo?
Yeah. We're not going to call it a demo. We're just going to call it a free release because the quality with our super engineers, Mike Gins and Jesse Gander, who work at the Hive and also play in Plus Perfect, they're going to make it sound pretty polished. So we don't want to call it a demo.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
So, that's coming up, and we're just sort of trying to get our bearings together for our tour in September and October. Just put out some new material to send to promoters and people around Canada to spread the Plus Perfect gospel of sorts.
So you're going to Cortez Island and across the country?
Yeah, we're going to Cortez on the 23rd to play this sort of under-the-radar hippie music festival where people from around there just show up with their family bands or their sort of garage bands and play this really amazing stage that I guess a bunch of islanders have put a lot of time and work into making sound and look good. And just take a little trip out there, have our annual band retreat. We've got a place in Lang Bay, we like to call it Bang Lay, where we go and hang out and write music together and soak up the sun and jump on a trampoline. It's good to have these sort of spiritual retreats once in a while.
Remind you why you're alive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To hang out with some bros and drink some beer.
There's so many things in this past conversation I want to reference later.
Okay.
Island festivals, Jesse Gander.
Yeah.
Period songs.
Yep.
But first, back of the sets. Played some Paul Westerberg. It was a live track. His titled Alex Chilton. Sadly, it was live because someone stole the record out of the library.
Bummer.
Yeah, but what the hell? It was good enough. And I play this because Alex Chilton is having himself a tribute. Perhaps you know, he's a very legendary dude.
Absolutely.
Passed away not too long ago. And basically everyone into music, you know, felt the loss. And we can all go and mourn in our own way at the Wise Hall on July 29th. Several bands featuring we're doing Alex Chilton covers. The likes of Vancouver Knights, Magnetic West, The Wilderness Years, and many more.
I'm celebrating, or mourning, his death by downloading all of his music free, because he's not going to get money from it now. So it's kind of not a very nice way, but kind of a nice way of remembering him.
That's how he'd want to be remembered.
Oddly enough, an underdog.
Yeah. I got into Paul Westerberg from the Friends soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's really big into soundtracks. He makes all his money.
No way. Friends.
Yeah.
That's a reference we don't have to return to.
Man, I'll be there for you. And likewise, before that, we had some Wolf Parade from 2008's At Mount Zoomer, their track Fine Young Cannibals. I went for songs named after bands. Set.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Diddy. Someone called in saying they loved the Wolf Parade, and I just had to tell them that at the 25th of this month, they'll be playing at the Vogue Theater. So if you liked what you heard...
I think Fine Young Cannibals are coming to Vancouver as well.
Really?
Yeah. September, October.
Interesting.
My roommate told me about that. So you can see both this year and listen to that song over and over.
It's like a nexus.
Yeah. Nexus plexus.
Erectus. Too far.
Domesticus.
So speaking of shows, I think we're moving along. We'll play a track from a great indie supergroup, The New Pornographers. They're doing two shows, one tonight and then one tomorrow.
I saw their bassist at the football game the other day.
Nice.
Yeah. Great man.
Yeah.
Great man.
The New Pornographers, they are. And this, off their latest release together, is Moves on 101.9 FM CITR. The show is shameless.
Get louder. no need to convert a believer. I'm already yours. I'm already yours. Spend your life with a fun one, someone who makes to become one. I'm already yours. I'm already yours. Don't mind me, but your love always seems to find me. It's always creeping up behind me. I was never yours. I was never yours.
We'll be right back. something so true is what I get from you. And I hope that you see you get the best of me. Something so true is what I get from you. And I hope that you see you get the best of me.
Brilliant. What was that?
That was Beeline, a Paper Lanterns track released on Hockey Dad Records. It was an old pop punk band that I used to play in with two of the members of Hermetic, Bart Newman and Eric Axon. That was a song about taking the Beeline and all the people aboard.
Many of them paid to be on there.
Yeah, some of them didn't, myself probably included. I like to sneak on the Beeline for about a year until I was humiliated by a bus driver who told me I was a scoundrel and just basically called me out in front of a bus full of people. So I stopped doing that, but I have a song to remember.
That's a lot of effort on a bus driver's part.
I know. He's not paid to do that.
Yeah, not paid for his attitude.
Yeah, pay to drive well and give me maybe a friendly nod now and then. And maybe chat when, you know, you're really, really bored and have no one to talk to. That's all he needs to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Paper Lanterns.
Anyone else in the band with you?
Yeah. Dan Lith as well. I'm not sure what he's doing these days. I think he plays in a thrash band. I don't know if they've done too many shows, but yeah, it was good times. It was, you know, part of the sort of happy history of any musician's past. There's probably some projects that I wouldn't want to have played on CITR, but
oh, we got them.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Shit. But yeah, that was a good time with those guys for sure.
Yes, of course, and it fit in well with the set actually.
Oh yeah,
because prior to that, I played a track from a new band, well, new to me anyway, mm-hmm. called The Black Seeds from New Zealand, and their song was called
What was it called?
Unprepared.
Uh oh.
So true. I got it off a Skafest compilation that I got.
Where did you go see Skafest?
My good co-host Natalie and I went to see Skafest over in Victoria. It was the 11th annual.
Nice.
And yeah, it was our first experience with this particular band.
I can't believe ska's been popular for 11 years.
Well, in Victoria, it sure has.
Is that like the 10th wave of ska or what?
At least.
But yeah, cool.
Cherry Pop and Daddies played before them and got themselves a little bit electrocuted.
A little electrocution.
Yeah, they kept the show going though.
They almost got mistaken for a punk rock band. But then
No one died.
I shouldn't slag ska. I won't even get into the ska bands I used to like. I'll be ostracized from the music community.
At least all the ska fans.
Maybe we can play some Goldfinger later.
They'll skank you out of the building. And before that, we had the Bahamas.
Bahamas, yes. Afi Gervanson, still a guitarist for Feist. His solo project, Bahamas, with Jason Tate playing drums as well. The drummer from the Weaker Thens joins him when he's on tour. And he's a great singer-songwriter. Very breezy, mellow, catchy songs.
Nice and cool.
Yeah, Bahamas, 101.9 CITR. He's got a great mustache, too. If you ever see him live, he's got the banter and the stash to call your attention to him for sure.
Buy him a drink.
Yeah.
Buy him three.
Yeah. He was on, I saw him at the Biltmore, and these girls were talking in the front of the crowd, and he addressed them directly, and he's like, you know, I used to think that, used to get me really mad actually when I saw people talking. I used to think it was a real insult, and then I realized that they're just talking about me. It was pretty cool. He's a cool character. Cool cat.
I wonder if he was a bus driver with a sass like that.
He should have been. If he was a bus driver, I would have been happy to take the bus.
He's also doing three shows for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. I think almost, well, not quite every day, but he'll be starting on the 17th down Jericho Park doing a workshop.
Oh.
And then doing a solo set later that night at around 9:30. And then doing a full band set on the 18th.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Is it a songwriting workshop, I guess?
I believe so.
Cool. Yeah.
With Calexico.
Oh, wonderful.
That would be good.
And that's at 9 o'clock Friday night?
That's at 10 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go there.
Got to get up early.
Yeah, that's okay. It's worth it for the Bahamas and Calexico.
What if John Flavelon calls you tomorrow to come in for work?
Man, just walk it off. I'll walk straight to the beach.
With the shoes on?
Yeah. I'll promote the shoes at the folk festival.
Perfect.
That's giving it for the man.
Nice. So moving along, back to Jesse Taylor.
Jesse Taylor?
Yeah, not Jesse Taylor.
Jesse Gandalf. So I insisted on playing a Paper Lantern song if we were going to play any old songs by Jesse's former bands. Because sometimes my ego gets wounded a little bit when everyone talks about good old DBS.
Really?
Instead of Paper Lanterns. Oh. No.
They're pretty popular, though. They have a Wikipedia page everything.
Hey, Paper Lanterns have a Wikipedia page. It's just probably a 16th of the size. No, they were a phenomenal band. And actually, I used to listen to them when I was growing up in Smithers, the small, tiny northern British Columbian town. They're a huge huge hit between me and my mail order record friends. And it's funny that I play in a band with them now. It's kind of like meeting your idols and then becoming friends with them.
Yeah.
I don't worship him as much, or at all, anymore.
When you see him like he is, just a man?
Yeah, when I've sort of peered into the grime between his toes, the luster kind of fades away.
He's just like the rest of us. Interestingly enough, I was looking at the Wikipedia page for DBS, and what caught my attention was the line, the first songs they played together were covers of The Ramones' I Believe in Miracles and Red Hot Chili Peppers' Higher Ground, neither of which were written by either band. Huh. Both were covers of other songs.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's the way to cut your teeth. That's the way you did it back in the day, you know? You did covers. The Beatles did that.
Yeah, covers of covers in this case.
Rolling Stones did that. Actually, Rolling Stones still do covers of their old songs. They're just not as good.
So on that note.
Some DBS.
How about the ethics of camping?
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin grabbingly great station.
Turns away. said, I'm just an experience, a picture on display.
To be found, searching for something that only a fool. go to dance without Mr. Face. We wear the same clothes, we're talking cliches. We wear the same clothes, we're talking cliches. I never know when things are going our way. But I got a good mind to clear out.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you see been seen. Guess you better find your way back home.
Thank you.
Vancouver's best friends, the Certain Breeds, with 2 a.m. here on 101.9 FM CITR. The show is Shameless.
Shamelessly promoting all my friends' bands.
It's what I do. It's how I do it.
That's good, man. It's how the world operates. Musical nepotism.
Yes. And your nepotism is a band called Plus Perfect.
It's true. It's true. And we just played a couple, I guess we played one track most recently, Dredge Number 5. And I don't know if you've ever been to Dawson City, but the landscape is kind of looks like Dune. It's, it looks like the planet of Dune, where all these dredges in the 1950s mined for gold and upturned all this gravel and soil. And after they mined all the gold, there were these kind of like worm beds of gravel pits all around the landscape. And they just, once the gold was gone, they just left these giant dredges, these huge boats along the landscape. And it's pretty eerie and pretty interesting kind of historical happening that's really affected the environment out there. So, yeah.
Great festival that goes on out there, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
Old guys in fancy underwear, fancy silver underwear is hanging around, too.
Man, any chance to go out there, one should take it, because it's kind of like a lost gold miners town that has all these art students running around in the summer and a great music fest, and yeah, it's just really, really cool.
We had your other friends, Hermetic, in that set as well, with Curmudgeon's Club.
Yeah.
Off a split you did with them a few years ago.
Although, formally, I think that song was called Curmudgeon's Dungeon, which I kind of prefer that name, actually. But whatever. Yeah, that's a split we did with Plans to Make Plans, a record label out of Fort McMurray. Been very helpful to a few Vancouver bands. And Hermetic should be coming out with a new album pretty recently. I know they just finished recording it with a variety of different producers and engineers around Vancouver, so look out for that one when it hits, you know, local record shops near you.
All the finest ones. And of course the SSRIs in that set off their latest release, Ephemet, Godzilla-sized wind chimes.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a proggy jam for that one.
Yeah.
Nice tones.
You can see them at Little Mountain Studios, July 17th.
Cool.
Be a busy week.
Get there before the cops shut it down.
Again.
Yeah.
Come on, cops. It's a fun little studio. So people may, you know, drink the odd tall can when the signs say don't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even that. It's just the neighbors, the grumpy neighbors.
What, too?
I think bands need to go out and give away some free t-shirts and CDs to the neighbors and make them feel more included in the whole process. We'll get less sound complaints.
Speaking of sound complaints, you have an address for your house party?
Yes, I do.
Should we keep it on the down low?
Yes, all right.
Broadcast it for the first time.
The house show is located on the corner of 10th and Prince Edward, and it's in a purple house. And Plus Perfect and another couple of bands are going to be playing, so you should come check it out. Probably starts around 9 o'clock. Maybe get there early and have some drinks and pie.
Bring
to everyone.
Friends. Nice. I love pie.
Yeah. It's a birthday party, too, so bring a present.
Good idea.
Yeah.
It's like a warm-up for your Biltmore show, too.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. We like to practice before we play shows, and that should assist in that endeavor. The Biltmore show should be good, though. It's less about us having a party and more about giving Bad Fate and Catamaran some money for their respective CD releases and tour send-offs. So, yeah, it should be a good one.
But, of course, in honor of that, let's get to some Plus Perfect.
All right.
The song has a great name.
Oh, yeah. This is Bastard's Dance. This is about sexual frustration.
Can you feel the frustration?
Just let it in ya.
Shameless, 119 FM, CITR. We'll be right back.
has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blimp, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
How about that?
What a pleasure. What a pleasure that was.
It was a pleasure. Pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's
great times. Thanks for plugging the shit out of my band.
That's how I do. This won't be the end of it either. It won't be the end.
Good. Well, I'll make sure to send all my friends to you so they can get treated to the same royal experience.
I would love that. Love that a lot. One more time, we hype up your shows coming up.
All right, we got this Saturday at the corner of 10th and Prince Albert in the Purple House, big old house show. A couple of bands to be unnamed as of yet. Then the following Tuesday, we're playing at the Biltmore with Crystal Swells, Bad Fate, and Catamaran. And on the 23rd, we're going to go to Cortez Island and play a big old hippie fest there. So if you're anywhere around the Lower Mainland or Vancouver, come see us there. We'd love to have you.
Fantastic. Thanks again for coming out. Good luck with your shows and your tour.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for the record.
Yeah.
It could have been longer.
Ah, whatever. We got a summer night to take advantage of right now.
Yeah. Plus perfect.
We're going to leave you with City of Glass.
Very nice. First, I'm gonna get some pizza.
That should be docking bay 94 just ahead of two. No.
Oh dear.
I don't seem to see Master Luke around anywhere. Perhaps we'd better go into the bay and wait. The door is locked. Now what shall we do? Look, Artu, more stormtroopers. But we have nowhere to retreat to. This is a dead end. Wait, where are you going? Artu, just what do you think you're doing at that shop door? Artu, have you got a piece?
Well, what do you two want?
Come on,
I haven't got all day. I'm on my way out to get some pizza.
Oh, yes, as my counterpart here has just explained, we are here to see if you need any maintenance jobs done.
Maintenance?
Maintenance. We belong to the Skywalker Technical Maintenance Service.
Never heard of it.
But of course you haven't, sir. We're a new organization. That is why we are canvassing the area for our publicity campaign.
Publicity campaign?
Yes, I see.
What?
Well, what I meant was, we are offering a free trial service. My counterpart and I will repair, recalibrate, and run system checks on any equipment you desire. Free of charge, mind you, as a special introductory offer.
Yeah, come back later. I'm on my way out.
Sir, I...
What?
As my counterpart just reminded me, this is a one-time-only offer. We'll have to move along to the next shop if you are unable to accept it.
Well, I guess the CD players are skipping a little bit.
We'll have it fully functional in no time. Wait, we are to.
All right, go to it. I'll be back in a couple minutes.
Your equipment will be just like new, sir.
Like it used to be, will be just fine. I'm going to get some pizza.
You won't regret this, sir. Here come the stormtroopers. Quick, Artie, inside. Lock the door.